After more than 3 years of tense negotiations, Tasmanians have a forestry peace deal. Members of the timber industry, unions and environmental groups have agreed to accept the changes that Tasmania's upper house has made to the forestry agreement. While environmental groups still have concerns, they're urging Tasmania's politicians to support the deal, as Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
It's been more than 3 years since representatives from the timber industry, unions and environmental groups started to broker a Tasmanian forest peace deal. Now it appears the deal is done, and Vicka Bailey from the Wilderness Society says it's a historic day.
The conflict over forests has raged in Tasmania and divided Tasmania for over 30 years. There's been a number of politically imposed solutions that have failed to work. This is the first time a stakeholder-led agreement has moved through into legislation.
The state and federal governments are backing the deal with a package worth almost $400 million that will see the creation of new reserves and the restructure of the timber industry. Terry Edwards from the Forest Industries Association of Tasmania says the real work will be in implementing the agreement.
I'd say this is an historic day, but this is but the beginning of a process. The legislation, the agreement and the processes behind all of that just set the framework and the process in place. The real issue now is putting this agreement into effect and actually delivering on the promises it makes.
The upper house approved the deal but has delayed the formal creation of some of the new native forest reserves. The lower house of the Tasmanian Parliament has been recalled today to vote to either accept or reject the forest agreement. Vicka Bailey from the Wilderness Society is urging the Parliament to pass the forest deal.
There is a view, an analysis, that to re-amend this legislation and send it back to the upper house would mean the legislation would get voted down. So signatories have been working hard to work through a package of complementary measures and commitments that can help restore our confidence, the conservation outcomes in particular, but the outcomes across the board that are offered by the agreement are actually delivered.
What is that package then? What kind of promises have you got from the state government?
Well, look, there's some simple things like transferring the management of the future reserves from Forestry Tasmania to the Parks and Wildlife Service, things like commitments from Forestry Tasmania not to log the future reserves.
The agreement sparked a fiery debate in the Parliament this morning, with the Tasmanian opposition leader Will Hodgman calling it a dark day for the forest industry.
Will you accept responsibility for every regional town in Tasmania that is gutted as a result of this political deal?
The Tasmanian Premier, Larry Giddings, says the deal will save hundreds of jobs.
The latest report, an independent study, showed that we should sign up to this agreement because it will protect up to 500 jobs that would otherwise be lost.
The Tasmanian Greens say they support the bill, so it's set to pass in the Parliament today.
Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.